Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, we're Travis.
And Caitlin.
The duo behind Fool and Scholar Productions.
And the creators of Vast Horizon. With each new episode of Vast Horizon, we grow more and more attached to this new sci-fi world. Creating Vast Horizon wouldn't be possible without the encouragement of our fans and the support of our Patreon patrons. While support on Patreon allows us to do what we do, support off of Patreon also drives our work forward. Telling friends about our shows, leaving lovely ratings and reviews, and digitally sharing your love of audio fiction is a huge help for us. These little acts of kindness go a long way in helping us and our shows.
Also, if you didn't know, we create a fantasy RPG podcast, Dark Dice. Join seven adventurers as they enter into the Dead Pines to find their town's missing children, unaware that they will never be the same again. Dark Dice is a horror actual play podcast with full sound effects and a rich original soundtrack. So join us, roll the dice, and fear playing games of fate.
And now for the next episode of Vast Horizon.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Vast Horizon, Episode 4, Results.
Hello?
Hi, Nalira. It's me. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I spent the day with Mom and Dad. We went to the parade. I thought I was going to see you there.
No, sorry. Couldn't make it.
Where are you right now, Nolly?
I'm on a ship. It's nice. General Han is taking me somewhere.
General? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Just something for work.
So, where are you going?
Where are we going, General? He says I can't tell you exactly. But if I were to guess, I'm being taken to the Order.
Wait, Nolira, are you serious? That's amazing! Am I allowed to tell people? Can I tell Dad? Can I tell Mom?
You can tell them. General Han doesn't seem to object.
That's great. I'll tell Mom. She'll be ecstatic. Why aren't you more excited? This is a momentous occasion. Are you sick? Nervous stomach? Is it flight sickness?
Something like that.
Are we still on for dim sum at the parlor in a few days? Dad is going to special order some of the off-season favorites we missed out on last time. We call in today and they were so busy. Everyone is out celebrating. It's wonderful. Also, the streets are packed, and trying to find a place to get lunch after the parade was impossible. We ended up picking up some to go and having a picnic in the park. So, actually, it all worked out rather well.
That's nice. Sounds bustling. How was the parade?
For something so unofficial and quickly assembled, it was very nice. People brought out a lot of family banners, and the local theaters burst out with puppets and holograms. The local police were conflicted. Join in or stop the celebration? Really, though, nothing could have stopped it.
I'm sorry, Constance. I have to go.
That's fine. I understand. Work doesn't just stop, even given the circumstances.
I'll speak with you again soon.
Take care of yourself, Nolia. Love you. Travel safe.
I love you, too. I'll see you soon.
She doesn't know.
No.
You're better at keeping secrets than most. She will know soon enough. Everyone will.
I know.
Accept and hear the signal input, or make an outgoing signal response. You will need to select the channel manually from the communications bay.
你以为这是玩笑吗? Well then, tell me how to get to the communications bay.
Caution. Reaching the communications bay from your current location without a fully operational EVA suit has a significantly high probability for death. I am also unable to supply you with all the required directional data, as much of the Bifrost is not operating at optimal efficiency. The most efficient paths will lead through areas of semi-operational sensors and malfunctioning or inactive vital functions. Currently malfunctioning or inactive vital functions along the path include communication sensors, AI interface relays, gravitational locking, life support. Your heart rate has increased.
Yeah, I can tell. Because of the rising panic, every time you say something...
Heart rate continues to increase. Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable.
With my damned legs malfunctioning and draining, let's just hurry this up. Where do I go first? And I give you all the required waivers for telling me information that may endanger my life.
I will adjust accordingly. Where possible, a path will be illuminated to assist you in reaching your destination.
There are none!
Illuminated floor indicators are a non-vital function. All non-vital functions tied to primary power are not operational at this time.
I know. I know. Just tell me. Do I make a left or a right?
The corridors outside the nursery are not pressurized.
8%, Allie? 8. I've got the breather tanks. Even if the power is dead, the tanks can work. But what I am running out of is the ability to walk, so... Let's get me as far as this little bit of remaining suit pressurization can get me, and we'll work from there. Left or right?
While we are modifying your permission settings, would you also no longer like to hear calculations or objections to life-endangering requests?
If I ask for them, give them to me. Otherwise, shut up about it for now. Please. Left or right? Communications bay.
Please proceed from the nursery and take a right. You will reach a corridor at a T-junction within 500 meters.
See? That's more straightforward. And when I reach this junction, which direction will I head?
Do you suffer from claustrophobia, Nolira?
Well, certainly as much as any other person. I've never been fond of capsule sleeping chambers or, well, so perhaps to some extent.
Given this, please take a right when you reach the T-junction.
Okay. Where is the other life sign currently?
It has yet to reappear within my operational sensor range.
But it was last detected in a corridor that may lead it to a bridge to this wing. Is there any chance I'll run into it on my way to the communications bay?
Yes.
Should I be worried?
Worrying is a personal emotional response to current or potential problems. Do you perceive the life sign as a potential problem?
Yes, sort of. I thought we had established that. I have my troubling suspicions.
Such as?
That it may be something aggressive, or it may not be helpful, dangerous.
If so, yes.
Yes, what?
Yes. If it is as you think, you should be worried.
Well, that is not comforting.
I cannot calculate for a level of comfort.
Okay then, where to now?
Continue down the corridor until you reach access shaft RSE-375, then crawl from RS-375 to RS-400. Caution! RS-381 to RS-398 currently lacks an atmospheric mixture capable of sustaining human life.
太好了,油腰怕行! Wait, it's not pressurized, or is the air toxic?
The area is pressurized, but the current atmospheric mixture contains high percentages of gases toxic to hemoglobic life. Please check your EVA suit's remaining levels of breathable gas before continuing.
I have. I can't tell. I know there's still gas in the tanks, but the digital readout died when I drained the thing of power. What can you tell me about the tank capacity? Does it have a standard duration?
The standard tank capacity for the EVA suit model you are currently using holds enough gas for up to 90 minutes of use.
That's not a lot of time.
This model is lightweight and not intended for prolonged use.
So, for how long would you assume I've used the tank supply so far? What's left?
Given your increased breathing and heart rate during the last several hours, and the time logged during your use thus far, you have approximately 20 minutes of breathable gas remaining.
That's not going to get me to the communications bay.
That is correct.
Another topic while I mull that over. Have the sensors in Wing 1 picked up the life sign again?
No sensors in Wing 1 have presented new information, but given that 97% of the sensors across Wing 1 Level 1 are inoperable, this does not rule out any activity.
But is there anything new regarding the life sign?
One operational motion detector in the Strahl Wing Bridge was recently activated. It was a door motion sensor, but the door the motion sensor operates is currently without power.
So it does seem to be heading this way.
There are many corridors on the Bifrost, and though the life sign appears to be headed in your general direction, there is no direct evidence that it is attempting to reach you.
You can say that, but it's not how it feels.
Are you suffering distress or anxiety regarding the situation?
Yes, but I found RSE-375, so now is not the time.
Please proceed with caution and be sure to close the hatch seal behind you.
I remember. Seal them all.
Proceed through 25 sectors, passing through RS-375 through RS-400. Upon reaching the hatch door for RS-381, turn on your extra gas, as you must reach RS-398. Without breathable atmosphere, mixing of gases will cause the area in RS-399 to also become dangerous to breathe. Upon reaching RS-400, the shaft will then again contain breathable atmosphere.
Was there anything dangerous on the Bifrost?
That is a very broad question. Many areas of the Bifrost are dangerous.
Anything alive that was dangerous? Did we bring any dangerous animals I should know about?
Almost all living non-botanical creatures on the Bifrost are dangerous, including humans. And several of the botanical, fungal, bacterial, and archaea samples are also potentially dangerous. Several crew members brought registered pets, some of which are considered dangerous.
But I bet none of those pets were as large as the life sign.
That is correct.
I'm feeling dizzy.
Yes, based on your vital signs, you may need to turn on the breathable gases and pressurization at this time. The air in your suit may now be undersaturated with oxygen.
Okay, yes. I can do that.
May I ask you a question, Nalira?
That depends on the question.
Did you kill the crew members?
No! Why would you say that?
I'm also trying to determine the current status and location of the crew. I ask because you are all that remains of the identifiable crew.
And no, Allie, I didn't kill them. We'll figure this out. Maybe the transmission will give us some answers.
Perhaps that is so.
I know you're missing a lot of files, but what is the most recent file saved to the publicly available server?
The most recent public file before our first conversation is a written repair request submission for a malfunctioning door in Wing 3, leading to a recreational center.
What about AV files? Or just audio? Or a transcript? Maybe a somewhat more important status?
There is a transcript of a discussion regarding correct timing for chlorine pump maintenance and an AV file of a birthday party for Ensign Informational Officer Leila Para Javid.
Nothing. What about your server rooms? Can I repair them?
Do you know how to repair damaged servers?
No. Sorry. I didn't mean to get your hopes up.
You have reached RS-381. Remember that?
I remember. Toxic environment. I still have the tank for now.
Please note, you may require the gas at a future time.
I'll hold my breath for a while and use the gas when needed.
Do you enjoy it here?
Yes. It's beautiful. But the sun hurts my eyes.
It was so many years ago now.
Yes. I guess it was.
You were lucky.
Looking at the larger picture, I guess so. You more so than me.
Yes. I am very lucky. Would you like to go swimming?
Sure. Chen always liked to swim.
I love to swim.
Chen? 真高兴再见到你! What are you doing here?
He came just for you. Who wouldn't want to? After everything.
How could I not?
Wait. But you were on Onten. During the war. You were... When...
You were unlucky.
No, we all were. Chen, I'm so sorry. You more so than me.
Yes. I was very unlucky.
So unlucky. To have a monster like you in the family.
What?
Would you like to go swimming?
Chen, we're already swimming.
During the time of physical exertion. Now that you are in RS-400, you may remove your helmet. Please descend the ladder in RSE-400 and exit the hatch.
I'll do that. In a moment.
You woke up in a startled state. Did you have a nightmare?
Yes. I did.
Would you you like to talk about it?
My siblings were there. I miss my family. And with no one here, I feel alone.
You are alone.
That's true.
I detect hundreds of audiovisual files and even more audio files for your family. But I also know your records show a history of discussions with psychiatric AI regarding feelings of isolation. Are these nightmares new?
I think they're... This one was new. I was drowning and felt as though I could not breathe.
Do you believe it mirrored your lack of oxygen here?
Sure.
Could they not save you in your dream?
Excuse me?
You said your siblings were there in your dream. Could they not rescue you from drowning?
No. They did not save me. No family. No crew.
If we find them, would you still feel alone? Nalira, if we find them, would you still feel alone?
I heard you. I just don't know. Let's get moving.
Please descend the ladder in RSE 400 and exit the hatch.
Face cream offering all the help you need to bring life back to your eyes.
This hall looks normal. It's as though everyone's just asleep and we're in night cycle.
While many of the superficial parts of this hall are undamaged, many of the underlying sensors and applications suffer from malfunctions.
I can see that. The advertisement is stuck on loop.
To proceed to the communications bay, please follow the green line until I tell you otherwise.
Are the doors going to be locked?
Not all doors are reinforced, and many of the main doors along major halls are fitted with emergency manual release systems.
May I ask you a personal question, Nalira?
Personal? Okay.
How did you gain your cybernetic parts?
Isn't that in my file? Medical records.
There's data regarding the model, ability, time of original implant, and dates of updates, but the file lacks the context for change.
Context for change is a very polite way of putting it.
Although I would like to know, you do not need to tell me if you feel uncomfortable doing so.
No, Ellie, it's fine. It's a question I get asked a lot. Although, more so from children. I was at the park. A park on Station Tianliang, when I was a child.
Your file indicated you were 8 years old.
I was. Anyways, I was playing a game in the park, and then suddenly everything was shaking. But only for a split second. And then everything was falling down. There were screams, and it was an attack on the station. The first in a slew of terrorist attacks on several stations. Something large fell on me, and I lost both my legs.
Even at that time, the technology existed to reattach your legs.
Couldn't find them. With so many people hurt and structures collapsing, they weren't found until long after.
And what about your arm?
That door up ahead looks jammed. Where do I go?
Please try opening the door.
It won't budge. Something's on the other side, maybe.
My sensors in the other room are mostly inoperable, but this does complicate things.
Whatever we do, we have to do it quickly. My legs won't last forever.
To your right, on the ground, you will see a small embedded handle to a service hatch in the floor.
I'm telling you right now, I have no idea what any of these wires do. I can try, but the instructions are going to need to be very clear.
None of the accessible wiring down that hatch will fix the door. You will need to crawl into that space to reach the next available area.
Is that some kind of joke?
No.
Ellie, I can't fit down there.
You can. This is not what I'm concerned about.
What?
There are no sensors and limited broadcast nodes within the hatch tunnels. I will not be able to reach you during some sections of the crawl.
Ellie, you even asked if I got claustrophobic. There has to be another way.
The initial most direct routing would have utilized these maintenance conduits. Alternative routes were chosen to maximize your comfort level. The door blockage necessitates returning to the originally selected route.
How do I open the door? You said there was a manual release.
Physically forcing the door would have activated a functional manual release. The door is currently impassable.
Down there?
Yes.
Without you?
Yes.
For how long?
You will need to crawl through the door and utilize several door hatches. Dissimilar to the other hatches, these are smaller and slide sideways, similarly to curtains. They operate on a crank. Spin the crank to your left to open the hatch. Hatches will stay open for 20 seconds and then mechanically reseal. You will pass through three hatches, and then you must make a left and crawl for three hatches. Then make a right and crawl another three. Then make a right and crawl for two hatches. Then make a left and crawl for two hatches. Then make a right and crawl for two hatches. Then make a left and go through one hatch. In that crawl space, you will be able to locate an exit that brings you up on the far side of the hallway past several doors. Your heart rate is currently rising outside the normal range.
Try again, Allie! Try again and make it simple. Left three, right two.
Three, then left three, then right three, then right two, then left two, then right two, then left one, and exit up.
L3, R3, R2, L2, R2, L1.
You have forgotten to go straight three hatches first.
3-3-3-2-2-2-1.
That does not include direction.
It's just to help me remember.
Are you ready? Time is running out.
Yes.
You will need to descend into the crawl space.
I know! 这是一场噩梦, 我不想坐下去。 Let's get this over with.
Some of my sensors may still pick up your speech, though I cannot respond in most cases. After you take the first right, the areas will still be pressurized, but the air is not breathable.
So you'll be able to hear me. Wait, not breathable? But the helmet won't fit down there.
I know, but you will need to hold your breath, Nulira. Breathable air will return after two hatches. If needed, you can flush your oxygen into the air to increase oxygen concentration, but this will not negate other chemicals.
Will it be dark?
Yes. There will be small indicator lights, but there are no vital function lights in the crawl space.
Bye, Allie.
Goodbye.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-done. One. Done. Three. No air for two. No air.
Overheard. Also, it appears headed in the other direction. But if you would like to reach the communications bay quickly, please continue to run.
Will do. Which way?
Straight, until I say stop. Stop.
Okay. Oh, this is it. I'm starving.
Preserved rations are available in most mess halls and cantinas.
Is the signal still incoming?
Yes.
Please open up the incoming channel from a communications bay console.
This is a lot. Why can't you open a channel?
I cannot break the coded AI protocol. It limits my abilities to affect vital functions on the ship. Following the malfunction of AI on OTS Kozlov, new laws were put into effect.
Which button turns on the incoming channel?
Go to the main console to the left of the room, and select the incoming signal from the list of potential channels.
Found it. Incoming signal.
If you're there, I'm in an escape pod alone. Please help me.
Vast Horizon, Episode 4, Results. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumpston as Dr. Nolira Eck.
Tanya Maloyevich is the AI. Yuan Cheng is Chen Jiang. Sam Yao is Constance. Max Lando is General Han. Peter Joseph Lewis as the salesman, and Christy Luce as Poe. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon, and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content, like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool & Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.